The single most determining factor of the quality of your life is predicated upon your mindset.
The easiest thing I do every year, ladies and gentlemen, is earn millions of dollars. That's the easy part. Speaking of corporations, that was easy to do. Let me tell you what it took me years to do was to believe that I could do it. That's the biggest thing that you will have to overcome. I would go see these various speakers, and I would sit back and watch them, and I would start going to the car, I'd be fired up. I said, I could do that. And my mind then would say, Les Brown, you can't do that. You don't have a college education. Les Brown, you can't do that. You've never worked for a major corporation. Les Brown, you can't do that. You've never had any experience doing things like this before. You don't know the right people. You don't have the complexion of connection. Why would someone hire you? Why would someone hire you to teach them and to motivate them to do something that you have never done? Be practical. Be realistic. Be logical. It can't be done. You have no credentials. And so based upon that, I didn't even attempt to do it. I held myself back. Maya Angelou said that most people go so far in life and then they park. They take some hits. They have some failures. They have some disappointments. And they stop dead in their tracks. I went through a divorce from someone that I love very much. I was embarrassed. Boom. My mother was diagnosed with breast cancer. I was hurt. Boom. My best friend was diagnosed with cancer of the liver. Boom. I took a hit. I was diagnosed 9 years ago with prostate cancer and given 2 to 3 years to live. Boom. I took a hit. I parked. I took so many hits. Perhaps that's what Bigger Thomas said. The impulse to dream has been slowly beaten out of me through the experiences of life. Wasn't even dreaming anymore. I didn't even know where I was.
You'll think, this is it for you. And other people will think you're done too. They'll be telling you to give up.
And people you thought that would support you will turn against you. They'll criticize you. They'll tear you down. Your life will be full of darkness, and you won't see a way out.
But when you're down in that hole, I want you to remember something. The only person who can save you is you.
Your job in this moment is to muster up enough strength to push yourself back out of your negative pattern of thinking and into the arena of life once again.
If you spend 30 minutes thinking about the fact you can't do something, I need you to spend an hour dreaming about the fact that you can.
What's the worst thing that can happen if I decide to take a chance on me? People laugh at me? I lose all my money? So, I can come back again. See, my wealth is not determined based upon what I have. My wealth is determined based upon who I am.
That's why I want you to increase your goals dramatically. And I don't want you to ask yourself how you're going to do it. How is none of your business. There's a reason we're told to walk by faith and not by sight. The reason we're told to call forth those things that be not as though they were. You have power in you that you don't even know.
You want to develop an ongoing strategy, a plan of action of self-empowerment.
So you've got to listen to music and speeches that can uplift you. Read books to strengthen your thoughts. Watch movies that fire you up. Because you're going to constantly have low moments where you won't want to keep going. You'll want to just fall apart. So you've got to control what you let in your mind and reprogram it with positivity. If you don't program your mind, life will program you.
Monitor your self-talk and realize that you're more than able. You were born for this, that you have the power within you to live your dream. And as you read and feed your mind with the pictures and the dreams and the words that empower you, it does something to you. It stimulates you. It inspires you. And you say, hey, I can do it too. And you find yourself being competent. Let that drive you to make sure you do your homework, to work hard at developing technical mastery, of covering all of your bases, so that whatever comes, you can handle it.
If you listen to what everybody else is saying, if you judge according to appearances, then you will find yourself constantly being negative. But you want to go to the other end of the spectrum. You want to know some way, somehow, things are going to get better. How? I don't know, and I don't have to know. I just have to have faith and believe that everything's gonna be all right. All I need to do is to know it, to expect it, and to keep on doing what I can, where I am, with what I've got right now.
Start planning and preparing for what it is that you want, because you expect to get it. If you want to come out here and reach your goals and make your dreams come true, you don't want to do it by dragging and doing it casually. No, you want to begin to put out more energy and more effort than ever before. You've got to become unstoppable because there'll be many things to turn you around. You've got to think constantly on why you're doing it. What are the rewards? What's there for you across the goal line? What are the things that'll make it worth it for you?
My life is worthwhile. Doesn't matter what I've experienced. Doesn't matter about what I don't have. Doesn't matter about what I've gone through. What's important is that where I am right now, that I live life and I experience my life fully. And you owe it to yourself. So when you get up in the morning, that you can look yourself in the face and say, hey, I'm living my life on my terms.
Do you know how many people have had visions, ideas, and huge career moves that they're about to make, and they allowed the word no to stop them?
When you make the decision to do what you want to do with your life, just know this, because the family and the friends in your life do not share your vision, in most cases, they will be the first person to try and talk you out of what you want to do with your life. But know this, only those that can see the invisible can do the impossible.
People that don't have any dreams for themselves, they tend to be dream killers. They'll laugh at you. They'll call you names because they have no dreams. They don't want it.
Most people go through life holding back. If you get into the habit of just being mediocre, it will become a part of your consciousness. If you get in a habit of giving less than what you have it within you to give, it will begin to reflect itself in your personality. It will begin to damage you psychologically. And you don't want to be a part of that kind of self-destructive behavior. You want to set some high standards for yourself. There's greatness in you, and you've got to learn how to tune out the critics outside and the critic inside. And since I'm going to do this, I'm going to harness my will, and I'm not going to let anything stop me.
You have to be relentless. You have to never let off the gas, never stop, never quit. Never allow anyone to talk you out of the dream, the vision, and ideas, and understand that for every level, there's another devil. It is the devil's job to create challenges, issues, and conflicts, insecurities, fear, because he wants to put you to a test. But I can tell you now, I beat the devil off every day because I just don't stop. And the devil is so mad. This fucking guy, doesn't matter if he gets sick, it doesn't matter what happens to his money or his finances, every time he gets out of his bed and he's on a mission to get it done.
And as you begin to look at your life, decide that you're going to start working on that dream. You're going to work and nurture that idea. Now, there will be people that will criticize you. There will be people that won't see it for you. But I say to you, don't let nobody turn you around. You don't need anybody to understand it. You don't need anybody to approve you. You don't need anybody to say, go ahead on and do it. If you get that, that's fantastic. But I say, stand up within yourself boldly and say, this is my life. I'm controlling my destiny.
We all get knocked down in every aspect of life.
You're going to fall flat on your face. You're going to be criticized when you come out into the arena called life. You're going to feel awkward and stupid and dumb sometimes. But it's okay. It goes with the territory.
You got to get messed up sometimes. You got to get dirty. You got to get your feelings hurt. You got to get disappointed. You got to get told no. You're going to ask somebody for some money. He's going to tell you no. That's just dirt. See, you get tripped out because you got dirt on you. But you need dirt on you to develop. Because dirt ain't just dirt. Dirt is fertilizer. Dirt is nutrients. Dirt gives you the strength for your seed to push through. See, you gotta have dirt on you to push through something. Everything you see that's beautiful starts out as a seed. But that seed got to get dirt on it. See, you get mad when haters come your way. You get mad because you get a setback. You get mad because you get thrown off course. You get mad because you get a detour. That's just dirt. You get mad because they talking about you. That's dirt. You get mad because you lost your mama. That's dirt. But show me something that has grown into something beautiful that didn't have no dirt on it. You got to have dirt on you to grow into what God got for you.
and maybe you've been knocked down in your life and it seems like, hey, the fight is over. It is not over unless you quit.
You have to learn to turn and look at every obstacle as an opportunity.
You gotta get gritty, man. You gotta develop some dog in you.
Life is gonna throw some serious blows, some body blows, and they go hurt. But I want you to feel that pain going through your body. And as pain leaves your body, guess what's gonna take its place? Success. No pain, no gain.
Pain has a purpose. Don't go through it, grow through it.
Stop running from your pain and embrace your pain. Your pain is going to be a part of your prize. I challenge you to push yourself. When you get to the point where enough is enough, when you get to the point where it hurt real bad, when you get to the point you can't take it no more, when you get to that point, doors start opening, opportunities start happening. But what you cannot do is you cannot quit during the process. You cannot give up because it ain't what you see. You cannot give up. Champions keep going when they don't have anything left in their tank. When they don't have no more, when it's over, when they're tired, when they're frustrated, when they're ready to give up, when they spent their last dime, that's when they get started. It's when you have nothing left. It's when you depleted all your money, when all your energy gone, when you have nothing left, that's when it's showtime. When you find a way out of no way, when you find breath that you don't have, when you find energy that did not exist, when you want this thing as bad as you want to breathe, that's when you find a way. I wish I could tell you it's gonna get easier. I wish I could tell you that if you just keep going, the weight is gonna get lighter. I wish I could tell you that, but that's not the truth. The truth is, you gotta find something within. You gotta find something within, and that's gotta push you, and that's gotta elevate you, and that's gotta drive you, and that's gotta move you. And when you find out what your why is, you don't hit snooze no more. When you find your why, you find a way to make it happen. I challenge you to never give up. Never give up. You're gonna be here one day, but you'll never get here if you give up, if you give in, if you quit. And finally, guys, you gotta wanna succeed as bad as you wanna breathe.
When you realize that you have nothing left to talk smack about, and you will lose, and I will win.
What if the truth is that changing your life is one away? One decision, one meeting, one conversation, one extra phone call, one extra rep in the gym. You start stacking up those one mores. That's the separator. In life, we don't get our goals. We get our standards. You meet somebody who doesn't have self-confidence, this is someone who's perpetually not keeping promises they make to themselves. You meet somebody with pretty good baseline confidence, you've met somebody who now keeps the promises they make to themselves. You meet somebody doing superhuman things, they keep the promises they make to themselves, and they do one more. There's a power to one more. When you start stacking up those one mores, not only have you put more contacts out into the universe, but you start believing, I'm doing something most people aren't willing to do, I'm fixing to get something most people aren't gonna get.
I don't have that natural beauty or that natural talent or this gift for creativity or intellect or humor. I don't have any of those things. But what I got is I will outwork you. When it's 45 on the treadmill, I do 46. When it's supposed to be 20 phone calls, I make 21. When it's supposed to be an 8-hour workday, I work 9. Whatever it is, I always do one more. And what that does is it makes me eventually think I'm doing things other people aren't willing to do, so I should get things other people aren't gonna get.
You've got to understand, it's not about what you were born with. It's not about what you were given, where you started, or even where you're going. It is entirely about what you plant at the center of your soul, how hard you're willing to go after something, how much focus you're willing to put in your life, and how often you come back to that level of intensity for who you want to be.
You have to make a decision that nobody in your position will outwork you.
Some people run faster, swim better, but mentality is mentality. You're not gonna outwork me, so I'm gonna catch up somewhere.
If you are not that talented, you can beat them with time. You can get to the spot before they get to the spot. Get your butt up and get there.
Every day is a new day. Every moment is a new moment. So now you gotta go out and show them that I'm a different creature. Now, cause I'm pissed off for greatness. Because if you ain't pissed off for greatness, that means you okay with being mediocre. There ain't no man in here okay with being just basic.
And I dare you to exhaust yourself. I dare you to leave every single thing on the field one season. Everything, walk off exhausted.
Wins and losses come a dime a dozen. But effort, nobody can judge effort. Because effort is between you and you. Effort ain't got nothing to do with nobody else.
I want you to know when you dream your dream that there are other people who are dreaming the exact same dream. When you said to yourself, this is what I want to accomplish, you're not the only person that wants to accomplish it. And now I ask you this question, what do you do when 1,000 other people want exactly what you want? What do you do when you're not the only one that wants to make $1 million in your company? You're not the only one that wants to be a CEO. What if you're not the only one that wants what you want? What if there are thousands of other people who want what you want? You have to outwork them. You got to get up earlier. You got to stay up later. You got to execute, and you got to go from 70 to 120.
I was never the strongest guy. I'm not the fastest guy, not the smartest guy, but I will work, and I will work hard. I will be up when my competitors sleep. I will be up when my enemy is curled up in bed. I will be up getting after it, and I recommend that you do the same.
People always say, you gotta love the work. You gotta love what you do. You don't have to love what you do. You gotta get addicted to what you do. You gotta be addicted to winning. You cannot work short hours. You gotta work long hours. You gotta work smarter, and you gotta work fucking harder. It's the work that you put in, the time and effort, the dedication, the hours that nobody else saw here, the sacrifices. You have to be disciplined. You have to be obsessive. You have to be addicted to the result.
At the end of the day, the person that will surrender is the person that didn't work as hard as the other person. You got to work harder than the other person. So just when you felt like you did that last rep and your muscles are saying, I can't do no more reps, you're saying, yeah, you got to do one more. Because right now, while you quitting, he might be doing five more. While you quitting and giving up, while you saying, all right, I did enough, it's time to rest, he might just be getting his all.
If you want to be great, you want to be the baddest motherfucker ever at what you do, you're going to be misunderstood by everybody because you're going to be so fucking obsessed and so driven to get there. That's what it takes. It takes every second of your fucking life. Anybody says balance? Yeah, balance is important for a lot of fucking people. But if you want to fucking go to that edge where people do not like you, don't understand you, you're in that spot of obsession and drive.
To be the best in the world at what you do, you have to be unbalanced to find every bit of energy and strength that you have to pull it off.
I do things to separate myself from everybody else. The passion that I have when I speak, the grind that I have when I do what I do. What are you going to do to separate yourself?
If you ain't got more heart than me, if you ain't been working harder than me, if you ain't sacrificed more than me, I'm going to destroy you. And I'm not retreating. I'm not running. I don't care what they say on paper. I don't care how many games you won. We live by this and we die by this. We don't retreat.
You're not giving 120. You're giving 70. You're giving 60. And you want what these people who've given sweat, who've given blood, who've given tears, you want what they paid for, and it ain't free.
It has everything to do with what time you wake up. It has everything to do with how you eat. It has everything to do with how you work out, how you prepare. It has every single thing to do with how you think. And when you want it as bad as you want to breathe, says, I'm willing to make any sacrifice. I'm willing to go through any pain. I'm willing to go through any suffering. I'm willing to go through whatever it takes. So when I get in there and it's me and him one-on-one, that I guarantee you at the end of it, I won't be the one that surrenders. And if you're going to be the best, the cream of the crop, if you're going to be the apex, you got to be it. It has to consume you.
You can't get out of something that you're not willing to put into it. You have to put your everything, your mind, your energy, your effort, your discipline. Nothing is going to jump out the fire. If you don't throw something in there, it's not going to happen.
You got to learn how not to give up or how not to give in. And you got to understand that greatness is within you. You gotta pull it out. You gotta climb every mountain. You gotta cry if you got to, but whatever you do, you cannot give up. You cannot give in. Nobody ever said it would be easy. I know greatness is within you, and you got what it takes.
I don't care what it costs. I will do whatever it takes to win.
I'm gonna fail. I'm gonna fail. I'm gonna fail. I'm gonna fail, and I will succeed.
I'm speaking to the people who want more. The people who want to be the f***ing pinnacle. The people who want to be a...
If you're going to make it,
you've got to be willing to be the outlier. The weird one. Forget about fitting in. Forget about socializing with everyone. You need to stand out. When people don't understand you, you're doing it right.
It's time to stay focused, man.
It is time. It is time to go from mediocre to meteoric.
It's time to decide clubs, partying, trying to fit in and socialize. Rub elbows with everybody so people can stop calling you weird. Why are you so antisocial? Because I'm trying to get it. Why are you staying on the basketball court so much? Because I'm trying to get it. Why are you out there practicing in the hot sun when ain't nobody else out there? Because I'm trying to get it. Why are you not clubbing? Like every time I text you and invite you to go do something fun and cool, you always studying. Because I'm trying to get it. The more weird you are is a reflection of how committed you are to focusing on your molding and shaping and developing your ideas and your craft so that when it's time for you to make your rounds, you're gonna fly.
When you are misunderstood to the point where people think you're psycho and you're nuts and you're this and that, why are you in the fucking gym at 1 o'clock in the fucking morning? What's wrong? When people don't understand you anymore, you're in that spot of obsession and drive.
To be the best at what you do, you have to be unbalanced to find every bit of fucking energy and strength that you have to pull it off. And it takes being fucking obsessed to where people think you're crazy.
You still got work to do. Stay on that basketball court. Stay on that football field. All the homies texting and calling and trying to make you feel bad about being so focused. It's grind season, homie. It's not about today. It's about the future. Do the work now, and all of the shit that you could ever want to do for your family, your kids, your loved ones, it's all going to be on a whole nother stratosphere.
You got to come out your comfort zone, because your comfort zone is the deadliest place you will ever be.
You should never feel comfortable. You should be happy and dissatisfied.
You might outwork me for 30 days or 60 days or 90 days, but you ain't gonna beat me over a year. You can't outwork me over 2 years. I'm gonna get you eventually. I'm a dripping damn faucet. I just keep coming at you. I'm too damn tough to give up. Most people half-ass half their life all the time. I knew they were gonna get tired. They were gonna get down. They quit improving themselves. They start sleeping in. I'm not gonna do that, so I'm gonna get up early. I'm gonna keep getting wide. I'm gonna stay relentless.
If you want to show me you want to win that bad, pack your calendar. You pack your calendar, that's how you show the world that you want to win, because everything is based off of activity.
It's very hard when you go up against somebody that shows up every flipping day where you sit there and say, take a damn week off, go on vacation. Why don't you slow down for a day or a month or 2 months or 3 months? Please let me catch up. Because hungry people, they're just more urgent than everybody else.
Oh, you don't need to work on weekends. Why do you work so hard at night? Why do you get up so early and do that? Why do you train so hard? Why are you reading all these books when we're out drinking beer?
When you're obsessed, they're like, why are you gonna be so crazy? Why can't you be satisfied? Why do you always gotta get things so perfect? Why do you spend so much time here? When you're obsessed, people think you're nuts.
Anybody ever tell you, hey, look, just be satisfied with what you got? No, don't believe them. Get them away from you. Because the attempt to get more makes you into something better.
While they go party, you grind. While they go spend their money, you go make it. While they criticize and make fun of you, you work endlessly to shut them up with your results. Don't kill them with kindness. Torture them with success. The best revenge is massive success.
When you want to do something great with your life, something that is beyond those visions other people around you see for themselves, they're going to try to tear you down. They'll tell you you can't do it. You don't have what it takes. You're just a dreamer.
People that don't have any dreams for themselves, they tend to be dream killers. Their family and friends and loved ones, in most cases, they will be the first to try and talk you out of your dreams, your visions, and ideas. They will say, who wants you when you put on all that weight? Who wants you when you're looking like this and been through this and been through that? Nobody's interested in you. Nobody's checking for you. They'll laugh at you. They'll call you names because they have no dreams. They have no hunger for success. They don't have an appetite. They don't want it. But I want to remind you to continue to dream and dream big.
When they fight against you and your dreams of the future, that hurts. They won't see it like you do, but they don't have to. Only you do. You're the only one who has to see it for yourself.
I want to win so bad. My hunger and appetite for success is intimidating. It scares the shit out of people. And people around me say, slow down, stop. You're doing too much. Your appetite is too big. I can't help myself. I want to win.
Don't let these opinions of other people pull you off course. How do you do that? You ignore and outwork each and every one of them. You see, while they watch you and talk shit about you, you put in more effort. You work diligently. You focus on taking things to the next level. They'll keep spreading rumors, and you will keep working. They'll keep talking negatively, and you will keep working. They'll keep focusing on everything and everyone else, and you'll keep working. And when they finally take a look around at their lives and compare it to yours, they'll come to the realization that they have absolutely no valid reasons to criticize anymore. And they will be the ones to lose, while you will be the one to succeed.
I will not be outworked. You may be smarter, you may be faster, you may be better than me in 9 different categories, but you will never work harder than me. I will make my dreams come true. I don't care what it takes, I'll pay whatever price is required.
Only those that can see the invisible can do what seems to be impossible. You have to be relentless. You have to never let off the gas, never stop, never quit. Never allow anyone to talk you out of the dream, the vision, and ideas that God has sent you. You gotta grind and hustle. You're gonna even have the doubt, the spirit of doubt is gonna kick in, and you're gonna say, why did I move out here? Everybody laughed at me. Everybody was looking at me like, man, you crazy as a mother. You just gonna leave your city, the comfortability of your house, your family, your environment, all your friends, your loved one, to go seek a dream and a seek something that you're passionate about? Absolutely.
Don't expect people to understand you. Don't expect it to make sense to anybody why you've got to do this, why you have got to go, why you leave. This is a good job. I'm going. They pay you well. I'm going. Why? I don't understand. You don't have to. I'm going for me because I've made a different kind of commitment with my life. This is something I have got to do.
Because it's very easy to become your environment. It's very easy to become duplicates of the mediocre and average people surrounding you. So wake up every day and decide that you love yourself enough to commit yourself to you.
If you concern yourself with what everyone else is doing and how everyone else feels about the things you're pursuing, you'll never get anything done. So you gotta focus on yourself. You've gotta focus on your dream, on your vision, on what it is you want in your life.
You're supposed to live your life, focus on your intentions, and do your thing. All the people that are living on the top have all decided that I'm going to commit myself to this career, this vision, this goal, training, education, no parties. They're going to call you names. They're going to say you're corny. They're going to call you a square. They're going to say that you're a weirdo because you don't fuck with nobody. Those are the characteristics of a champion. Those are the characteristics of someone that have said that I have decided that I'm going to create a shift in this universe. If you look at documentaries on Steve Jobs and Oprah and all of the above, they are weird because they've seen things that no one else seen for their career path. They are living beyond what is expected because they were obedient to the vision.
When you get to the point where you do the work consistently, you invest in yourself consistently, you make sacrifices consistently when everybody else is slacking off, when everybody's partying, when everybody's making excuses, you will dominate every single person you're up against, and your limits become non-existent.
If you can believe it, you can receive it. If you can conceive it, you can attain it. The most powerful tool that you have right now in your life, in your body, is your mind. That's why the enemy fights you in your mind. He fights you in your mind. For as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. The devil doesn't have to tie you up for you to be bound. He just has to tie up your head with stress, with worry, with aggravation, with low self-esteem, with pettiness, with anger, with hostility, with rebellion. And he can make you physically sick because your mind is sick. You just have to get your mind out of trouble. Lay your hands on your head and say, give me a new mind. Give me a new mind means give me a new perspective. Give me a new perspective. Give me a new way of looking at my situation. Give me a new way of looking at my circumstances. Get my mind ready for this year, because when I get this year, there's going to be blessings. There's going to be miracles. There's going to be opportunities. Oh, yes, it's going to be some struggles. It's going to be some challenges. It's going to be some tests. But even the struggles are an opportunity for me to show off the victory if my mind can handle the change. If you can get your mind out, you can get your money out. You can get your family out. You can get your job out. You can get your career out. You can get your health out. You can get your prosperity out. If you can get your mind out, no devil in hell, no weapon formed against you, no enemy that hates you can stop you from being free. Grab yourself by the head and say, we're coming out of this.
How do you hang in there during the hard, difficult times, Les? You must have faith. You've got to believe in yourself. You've got to believe in your abilities. You've got to believe in your service, your company, your ideas, unquestionably. You've got to have faith, and that faith gives you patience. You've got to keep moving and keep plugging away. You've got to love it. It's got to be what you are supposed to do. You want to sing, and even though they want to invite you to Carnegie Hall, you're going to sing to anybody that listens to you, including singing to yourself. You got to write, even if no one published your book, write, because that was given to you to do. You do what it is you're supposed to. You're supposed to build something. You're supposed to create something. I don't know how to do it. Learn. Do whatever is required. Go into action with your dream. And don't avoid where the fights are. Get in the midst of the fight. Get knocked down so you can learn how to fight, so you can hold your position. Stand up for your dreams. Stand up for what you want in your life. Decide that your life is so meaningful to you, that you love you and you love life so much that you're going to stand up for something you want. Stand up for what you believe in, because you can fall for anything. So what I say to you, that you are powerful. You have miracle working power in your life right now. But you've got to work on yourself. You've got to develop yourself. You've got to talk to yourself day in and day out, selling yourself on you and on your potentials. And you've got to know that you are worth all of your effort, and that the key to your motivation, as you get a larger vision of yourself, is to know that you have something to give, is to know that you have a reason for being in the universe at this point in time. Take that leap of faith, trust yourself, and believe that everything is going to be all right.
There are a lot of people who are biting their fingers in fear that they might lose their jobs. But there are few people who have decided within themselves, I'm going to make it. Some people aren't waiting to be cut. Some people are moving on their own because they feel within themselves, I've got what it takes to make it. They're not afraid about tomorrow because of how they see themselves, because of what they feel that they deserve, because of what they feel that they can create for themselves. Because these people have decided, as they look at the future, as they look at themselves, there's a way. Where there's a will, there's a way for me to begin to create a way out of no way. And when you have that kind of consciousness, when you have that kind of spirit, nothing can stop you. Nothing.
What does the $500,000 a year person do? The $50,000 a year person doesn't do. He pays the price a little bit more. He works hard and a little bit more. He bleeds in a little bit more. He makes money in a little bit more. He saves money in a little bit more. If you want to win in business, you got to be tough, and you can't quit. Somebody's going to win, you or him. And the person that wins is going to want it the most. This business is nothing but an attitude business.
It's your attitude about you. It's your attitude about life. You go out there this week and you just think you're supposed to be somebody, you're going to do something big, and you go out there and you work hard and you prepare well and you get up mentally and you go out there and you leave it all on the field, and you just have a feeling that, dadgummit, this is our time, we gonna do it. You've got a chance to win. Life gives you what you'll fight for. Life don't give you what you want. Life don't give you what you'd love to have. Everybody would love to be successful, right? Everybody wants success. They want financial independence. Life gives you what you will excel. If you want to win, you got to show up and demand for yourself success and fulfillment and happiness. I believe desire and determination is everything. It ain't talent, it ain't brains, it ain't education, it's desire and determination. You've got to have a will to win. You've got to have a hunger to be somebody. This is your life. This is your legacy. This is who you are. You're writing your history right now.
We got to get to work, man. We got to get to work because we live in a damn time where we have every opportunity to be our best self.
You might be smarter. Your family might come from privilege. Your daddy might own a company, but you will not outwork me.
This top spot, this number one, that's mine. Because not one of you can outwill me. You may have been born with more genetic prowess than I have, but you cannot outdetermine me. You can't outwill me. You can't outwant me. You can't outwork me. You can't outdesire me.
The bigger your dream is, the harder to grind. You might have small beginnings. You might not have a lot of money. You might not have a lot of resources, but there's no excuse. And I need you to understand that the bigger your dream is, the earlier you're gonna have to get up. The longer you're gonna have to stay up, the more effort you're gonna have to put in. You know how hard I worked to get here? I put in too many hours. I sweat too much blood, too much tears. I worked hard to get here. Didn't nobody give me this. I didn't grow up with wealth. Didn't nobody pay me. I worked for this. Sweat, blood, tears. I earn every dime I get. I worked for this. You will not outwork me because your height has nothing to do with my work ethic. Your face has nothing to do with my work ethic. You will not outwork me. You gotta kill. What's gonna separate you from everybody else? I do things to separate myself from everybody else. The passion that I have, the grind that I have when I do what I do. I got a different motor. I got a different grind.
I'm always gonna give it my 110%. That's the only thing I can ever say a solid day's work. If you guys do not do that, I promise you, your life will haunt you for the rest of your days.
From today on, you play whatever your best game is, you play that level every single time. It doesn't mean you're gonna score every time, but you can always give 120% effort. You can't dictate what kind of game you're gonna have. You can't dictate how your body is gonna respond to moving around, but you can dictate your effort. Your dream count on you, push. And I'm not gonna give you no cookies and ice cream, push. It's alive, it's inside. How do you know? You feel it. You dream about it. You eat and sleep it every day. So push, just push past the plate. Push, don't quit, push. And you push your way to success. You have a chance to control your destiny. All of us are created equal. Some of us just work harder. Some of us just grind. Some of us don't make excuses. Some of us don't give up and give in. What we do with the pressure is we say, I gotta take it, and I gotta take it to another level. Many of you have lost your competitive edge. Get your competitive edge back. Act like you playing basketball. Act like you playing football. Go in that doggone classroom, compete. You're not giving 120. You're giving 70. You're giving 60. You're giving 50. And you want what these people who've given sweat, who's given blood, who's given tears, you want what they paid for, and it ain't free.
You might be bigger than me, you might be faster than me, you might be stronger than me, but you will not outwork me.
You get a breakthrough when you fight. That's the hardest part, because the breakthrough, that last 10%, is all mental toughness.
It's time to unwrap the potential you need. It's within you, and the people that have risen to that level were no different than any one of us. It's just they believed it, and they're willing to work their fucking ass off to get it. It wasn't about the potential. It wasn't about the genetics. It was about the perseverance. And it was about being the hardest fucking worker in the room.
When you realize that you have nothing left to talk smack about, and you will lose, and I will win.
What if the truth is that changing your life is one away? One decision, one meeting, one conversation, one extra phone call, one extra rep in the gym. You start stacking up those one mores. That's the separator. In life, we don't get our goals. We get our standards.
You meet somebody who doesn't have self-confidence, this is someone who's perpetually not keeping promises they make to themselves. You meet somebody with pretty good baseline confidence, you've met somebody who now keeps the promises they make to themselves. You meet somebody doing superhuman things, they keep the promises they make to themselves, and they do one more. There's a power to one more. When you start stacking up those one mores, not only have you put more contacts out into the universe, but you start believing, I'm doing something most people aren't willing to do, I'm fixing to get something most people aren't gonna get.
I don't have that natural beauty or that natural talent or this gift for creativity or intellect or humor. I don't have any of those things. But what I got is I will outwork you. When it's 45 on the treadmill, I do 46. When it's supposed to be 20 phone calls, I make 21. When it's supposed to be an 8-hour workday, I work 9. Whatever it is, I always do one more. And what that does is it makes me eventually think I'm doing things other people aren't willing to do, so I should get things other people aren't gonna get.
You've got to understand, it's not about what you were born with. It's not about what you were given, where you started, or even where you're going. It is entirely about what you plant at the center of your soul, how hard you're willing to go after something, how much focus you're willing to put in your life, and how often you come back to that level of intensity for who you want to be.
You have to make a decision that nobody in your position will outwork you.
Some people run faster, swim better, but mentality is mentality. You're not gonna outwork me, so I'm gonna catch up somewhere.
If you are not that talented, you can beat them with time. You can get to the spot before they get to the spot. Get your butt up and get there.
Every day is a new day. Every moment is a new moment. So now you got to go out and show them that I'm a different creature. Now, because I'm pissed off for greatness. Because if you ain't pissed off for greatness, that means you're okay with being mediocre. There ain't no man in here okay with being just basic.
And I dare you to exhaust yourself. I dare you to leave every single thing on the field one season. Everything, walk off exhausted.
Wins and losses come a dime a dozen. But effort, nobody can judge effort. Because effort is between you and you. Effort ain't got nothing to do with nobody else.
I want you to know when you dream your dream that there are other people who are dreaming the exact same dream. When you said to yourself, this is what I want to accomplish, you're not the only person that wants to accomplish it. And now I ask you this question, what do you do when 1,000 other people want exactly what you want? What do you do when you're not the only one that wants to make $1 million in your company? You're not the only one that wants to be a CEO. What if you're not the only one that wants what you want? What if there are thousands of other people who want what you want? You have to outwork them. You got to get up earlier. You got to stay up later. You got to execute, and you got to go from 70 to 120.
How many of you can honestly look yourself in the mirror and say, I am doing my best? Because if you can, you're fucking lying to yourself. Your job right now and how you execute that job is going to create the success habits that you're going to need down the road. How you do one thing is how you do everything. If it's making fries, if you ain't making the best motherfucking fries every fucking time, guess what? You ain't gonna fucking make it. If you can't sweep the warehouse floor better than the next guy, you ain't gonna fucking make it. Because here's the truth. Losers always talk about how they hate to lose, but they don't do anything about it. But you know what winners do? Winners will do whatever the fuck it takes. Winners will show up and stay late every fucking day until they're winning. Winners will talk to anybody they can that can help them and take the lessons to heart and put them in play. Losers talk about hating to lose. Losers say they hate to lose. Losers talk about how they want to win. Winners do what the fuck it takes. And that means beating the next guy. If you aren't going to work at your job every day and looking at all the other motherfuckers and thinking, dude, I'm going to beat the shit out of all of you, you don't have what it takes. Winners want to be the best. Winners have pride in being dominant amongst their teammates.
All men are created equal. Some just work harder. You want to know what it takes to succeed as bad as you want to breathe. It's what goes on when the cameras go off. Hard work, determination, and grit. You will not outwork me. I will get up earlier than you. I will go to sleep later than you. I will put in more hours than you. I will read more than you. I will grow. I will do whatever it takes.
You gotta eat it. You gotta drink it. You gotta sleep it. Like, it has to consume who you are. And if you're gonna be the best, the cream of the crop, if you're gonna be the apex, you gotta be it, not talk about it.
That people know when they think about this area, that's something you do.
that you eat and sleep that, and that you do that, you do that. The people know it.
You gotta be it. It has to consume you. It has to take over you. That when I see you without even knowing you, I ought to be able to look at you, and from your ethos, I ought to see you are the best of the best. I ought to know what you're doing without you saying one word. It ought to illuminate from you.
You've got to work on it. When other folk are having a good time, you've got to have the strength of character to concentrate, to read, to digest information.
The stronger your mindset is, the greater your skill set is going to be. Michael and Kobe weren't the greatest athletes, but their mindset is what separates those individuals.
Separate yourself. You playing against other teams and you doing exactly what they're doing. Separate yourself. Stop doing what they're doing. If you stop doing what they're doing, you're going to be a champion. Stop following. No more following. No more doing what everybody else is doing. Set the doggone standards. It's time for y'all to set the standard.
We can't be complacent, and we can't take our foot off the enemy's throat. We are going to be relentless. We are not going to give him the chance to regroup. He will not get the chance to recover. We are not going to stop until there is nothing left to pursue.
You've got to do more. You've got to become valuable. You've got to understand that what you get paid to do is the minimum, and everything on top of that is your investment in your future.
Get out of bed, come here in the morning. Going for it, or else sleeping. Put yourself in the opportunity to get that break. So the more you throw against the wall, something will eventually stick. It doesn't stick dreaming about it. The first step into making a dream a reality is waking the fuck up.
I was never the strongest guy. I'm not the fastest guy. Not the smartest guy. But I will work. And I will work hard. I will be up when my competitor's asleep. I will be up when my enemy is curled up in bed. I will be up getting after it. And I recommend that you do the same.
People always say, you gotta love the work. You gotta love what you do. You don't have to love what you do. You gotta be fucking addicted to what you do. You gotta be addicted to winning. You cannot work short hours. You got to work long hours. You got to work smarter, and you got to work fucking harder. It's the work that you put in, the time and effort, the dedication, the hours that nobody else saw here, the sacrifices. You have to be disciplined. You have to be obsessive. You have to be addicted to the result.
At the end of the day, the person that will surrender is the person that didn't work as hard as the other person. You got to work harder than the other person. So just when you felt like you did that last rep and your muscles are saying, I can't do no more reps, you say, yeah, you got to do one more. Because right now, while you quitting, you might be doing five more. While you quitting and giving up, while you saying, all right, I did enough, it's time to rest, he might just be getting his all.
If you want to be great, you want to be the baddest motherfucker ever at what you do, you're going to be misunderstood by everybody because you're going to be so fucking obsessed and so driven to get there. That's what it takes. It takes every second of your fucking life. Anybody says balance? Yeah, balance is important for a lot of fucking people. But if you want to fucking go to that edge where people do not like you, don't understand you, you're in that spot of obsession and drive.
To be the best in the world at what you do, you have to be unbalanced to find every bit of energy and strength that you have to pull it off.
I do things to separate myself from everybody else. The passion that I have when I speak, the grind that I have when I do what I do. What are you gonna do to separate yourself?
If you ain't got more heart than me, if you ain't been working harder than me, if you ain't sacrificed more than me, I'm gonna destroy you. And I'm not retreating. I'm not running. I don't care what they say on paper. I don't care how many games you won. We live by this and we die by this. We don't retreat.
You're not giving 120. You're giving 70. You're giving 60. And you want what these people who've given sweat, who's given blood, who've given tears, you want what they paid for, and it ain't free. It has everything to do with what time you wake up. It has everything to do with how you eat. It has everything to do with how you work out, how you prepare. It has every single thing to do with how you think. And when you want it as bad as you want to breathe, says, I'm willing to make any sacrifice. I'm willing to go through any pain. I'm willing to go through any suffering. I'm willing to go through whatever it takes. So when I get in there and it's me and him one-on-one, that I guarantee you at the end of it, I won't be the one that surrenders. And if you're going to be the best, the cream of the crop, if you're going to be the apex, you got to be it. It has to consume you.
You can't get out of something that you're not willing to put into it. You have to put your everything, your mind, your energy, your effort, your discipline. Nothing is going to jump out the fire. If you don't throw something in there, it's not going to happen.
You got to learn how not to give up or how not to give in. And you got to understand that greatness is within you. And you got to pull it out. You got to climb every mountain. You got to cry if you got to. But whatever you do, you cannot give up. You cannot give in. Nobody ever said it would be easy. But I know greatness is within you, and you got what it takes.
I don't care what it costs. I will do whatever it takes to win.
I'm going to fail, and I will succeed.
I'm speaking to the people who want more, the people who want to be the fucking pinnacle, the people who want to be accomplished, the people who want to make a fucking difference. You guys are going to have to go all the fuck in.
Mates, if you're going to make it, you've got to be willing to be the outlier. The weird one. Forget about fitting in. Forget about socializing with everyone. You need to stand out. When people don't understand you, you're doing it right.
It's time to stay focused, man.
It is time to go from mediocre to meteoric.
It's time to decide clubs, partying, trying to fit in and socialize. Rub elbows with everybody so people can stop calling you weird. Why are you so antisocial? Because I'm trying to get it. Why are you staying on the basketball court so much? Because I'm trying to get it. Why are you out there practicing in the hot sun when ain't nobody else out there? Because I'm trying to get it. Why are you not clubbing? Like every time I text you and invite you to go do something fun and cool, you always studying. Because I'm trying to get it. The more weird you are is a reflection of how committed you are to focusing on your molding and shaping and developing your ideas and your craft so that when it's time for you to make your rounds, you're gonna fly.
When you are misunderstood to the point where people think you're psycho and you're nuts and you're this and that, why are you in the fucking gym at 1 o'clock in the fucking morning? What's wrong? When people don't understand you anymore, you're in that spot of obsession and drive.
To be the best at what you do, you have to be unbalanced to find every bit of fucking energy and strength that you have to pull it off. And it takes being fucking obsessed to where people think you're crazy.
You still got work to do. Stay on that basketball court. Stay on that football field. F*** all the homies texting and calling and trying to make you feel bad about being so focused. It's grind season, homie. It's not about today. It's about the future. Do the work now, and all of the shit that you could ever want to do for your family, your kids, your loved ones, it's all going to be on a whole nother stratosphere.
You got to come out your comfort zone, because your comfort zone is the deadliest place you will ever be.
You should never feel comfortable. You should be happy and dissatisfied.
You might outwork me for 30 days or 60 days or 90 days, but you ain't gonna beat me over a year. You can't outwork me over 2 years. I'm gonna get you eventually. I'm a dripping damn faucet. I just keep coming at you. I'm too damn tough to give up. Most people half-ass half their life all the time. I knew they were gonna get tired. They were gonna get down. They quit improving themselves. They start sleeping in. I'm not gonna do that stuff. I'm gonna get up early. I'm gonna keep getting wide. I'm gonna stay relentless.
If you want to show me you want to win that bad, pack your calendar. You pack your calendar, that's how you show the world that you want to win, because everything is based off of activity.
It's very hard when you go up against somebody that shows up every flipping day where you sit there and say, take a damn week off, go on vacation. Why don't you slow down for a day or a month or 2 months or 3 months? Please, let me catch up. Because hungry people, they're just more urgent than everybody else.
Oh, you don't need to work on weekends. Why do you work so hard at night? Why do you get up so early and do that? Why do you train so hard? Why are you reading all these books when we're out drinking beer?
When you're obsessed, they're like, why are you gonna be so crazy? Why can't you be satisfied? Why do you always gotta get things so perfect? Why do you spend so much time here? When you're obsessed, people think you're nuts.
Anybody ever tell you, hey, look, just be satisfied with what you got? No, don't believe them. Get them away from you. Because the attempt to get more makes you into something better.
While they go party, you grind. While they go spend their money, you go make it. While they criticize and make fun of you, you You work endlessly to shut them up with your results. Don't kill them with kindness. Torture them with success. The best revenge is massive success.
You're going to get punched in the mouth by life. You'll be left flat on the ground, gasping for air, and thinking to yourself, will I ever be able to get back up?
Sometimes you'll feel trapped in the chains of defeat, and it'll feel like everything is going against you.
Maybe you're walking through depression right now. Maybe you're in a valley right now that you've experienced the worst failure of your whole entire life. And you're on the verge of quitting.
I don't care how strong you are. I don't care how tough you are. I don't care how resilient you are. I don't care how mean you are. Eventually, you get to a breaking point. Eventually, even the strong get tired. Even the strong get weary. Even the strong get to the breaking point and come to the point that you feel like if one more thing happens to me, I'm gonna lose it.
Listen to me. Don't give up. Stay in it. Stay focused.
One of the things that we have to do as we're pursuing our dreams and our goals is that we have to know that failure is not an option. You've got to tell yourself, despite the circumstances, the situations, you have to tell yourself that I'm not going anywhere until I get to go. Until I make my dreams become a reality, I'm not quitting. I don't care how much money I have to invest. I don't care how much time I have to invest. I'm going to continue to do this until I become successful. You can pretend that you care, but you can't pretend that you're there. The only way you can be there is to show up. And what I'm asking you to do for me, you'll never be a failure if you show up every single day. Every single day when I come, I show up and I let failure know. Failure is not an option. You can't even let it sink into your brain. Not even a second. You have to know that this thing is going to work. Come hell or high water, whatever it is that I set out to do, it may not happen in 6 months. It may not happen in a year. It may not happen in 2 years. But at some point, my dream is going to become a reality.
It's the perseverance of the individual that overpowers all obstacles, all challenges, all issues. It's the one who's willing to get knocked down, find the strength to get back up again and again and again for as long as it fucking takes. The one with the never say die attitude. The one who refuses to be denied. The one who never surrenders.
You can't complain because things are getting harder. You gotta get tougher.
You gotta thicken your skin. Stop throwing in the towel at the first sight of failure and stand up inside of yourself. You gotta let the world know that you ain't leaving without succeeding.
Thomas Edison said, I have not failed. I have just found 10,000 things that do not work. It's 10,000 things that didn't work, and all I have to do is the next one, and once I do the next one or the one after that or the one after that, bam, I'm going to be successful. I'm telling you, every time I stand up here and do what I'm doing, all I can remember was sleeping in abandoned buildings. That's all I could think about, but I kept trying, and I kept trying, and I kept trying, and I kept going. I was consistent, and I'm standing here today.
I don't see failure. I see grit. Determination, drive, sacrifice. Failure means you're trying. A whole bunch of people out here never fail because they never try. I don't look at it as failure. I look at it as my first, second, third attempt.
Whatever your dream is, whatever your goal is, you're not going to be able to make it happen if you don't have a dream party every day. You've got to have a dream session. You've got to take out 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, however much time you have, and you've got to actually go in a room, close the door, and you've got to see yourself doing it. You gotta feel yourself doing it. You gotta actually walk in it. You gotta go in the future, live it out, come back in the present, and start working toward it. Every single day, we're not waiting for it to happen. We just don't have sight. Sight is for people who live in the present. We have vision. We're going to make it happen before it happens. For every minute that you think you can't do it, I need you to offset it with dreaming about the fact that you can. If you have a 30-minute pity party, I need you to have an hour success party.
You know what crazy means? Crazy means that you have the ability to see things that other people can't. And if you're not f***ing crazy, you're never going to succeed at anything in life. Everybody has got to be a little bit off. Anybody that's done something great, they don't think like anybody else. They can't. And the people that tell you you can't do it, you know what your response to them is? Watch me.
You're going to prove to everybody. You're going to prove to yourself that you can handle this.
For it's not the critic who counts, not the man who points out how the strong man stumbles or where the doer of deeds could have done them better. The credit belongs to the man who is actually in the arena, whose face is marred by dust and sweat and blood, who strives valiantly, who errs, who comes short again and again. Because there is no effort without error and shortcoming, but who does actually strive to do the deeds? Who knows great enthusiasms, the great devotions? Who spends himself in a worthy cause? Who at the best knows in the end the triumph of high achievement? And who at the worst, if he fails, at least fails while daring greatly? So that his place shall never be with those cold and timid souls who neither know victory nor defeat.
One thing in life, that's for sure. The valiant motherfucker always wins.
If you're going to make it, you've got to be willing to be the outlier. The weird one. Forget about fitting in. Forget about socializing with everyone. You need to stand out. When people don't understand you, you're doing it right.
It's time to stay focused, man.
It is time. It is time to go from mediocre to meteoric.
It's time to decide clubs, partying, trying to fit in and socialize. Rub elbows with everybody so people can stop calling you weird. Why are you so antisocial? Because I'm trying to get it. Why are you staying on the basketball court so much? Because I'm trying to get it. Why are you out there practicing in the hot sun when ain't nobody else out there? Because I'm trying to get it. Why are you not clubbing? Like every time I text you and invite you to go do something fun and cool, you always studying. Because I'm trying to get it. The more weird you are is a reflection of how committed you are to focusing on your molding and shaping and developing your ideas and your craft so that when it's time for you to make your rounds, you're gonna fly.
When you are misunderstood to the point where people think you're psycho and you're nuts and you're this and that, why are you in the fucking gym at 1 o'clock in the fucking morning? What's wrong? When people don't understand you anymore, you're in that spot of obsession and drive.
To be the best at what you do, you have to be unbalanced to find every bit of fucking energy and strength that you have to pull it off. And it takes being fucking obsessed to where people think you're crazy.
You still got work to do. Stay on that basketball court. Stay on that football field. All the homies texting and calling and trying to make you feel bad about being so focused. It's grind season, homie. It's not about today. It's about the future. Do the work now, and all of the shit that you could ever want to do for your family, your kids, your loved ones, it's all going to be on a whole nother stratosphere.
You got to come out your comfort zone, because your comfort zone is the deadliest place you will ever be.
You should never feel comfortable. You should be happy and dissatisfied.
You might outwork me for 30 days or 60 days or 90 days, but you ain't gonna beat me over a year. You can't outwork me over 2 years. I'm gonna get you eventually. I'm a dripping damn faucet. I just keep coming at you. I'm too damn tough to give up. Most people half-ass half their life all the time. I knew they were gonna get tired. They were gonna get down. They quit improving themselves. They start sleeping in. I'm not gonna do that stuff. I'm gonna get up early. I'm gonna keep getting wide. I'm gonna stay relentless.
If you want to show me you want to win that bad, pack your calendar. You pack your calendar, that's how you show the world that you want to win, because everything is based off of activity.
It's very hard when you go up against somebody that shows up every flipping day where you sit there and say, take a damn week off, go on vacation. Why don't you slow down for a day or a month or 2 months or 3 months? Please, let me catch up.
Because hungry people, they're just more urgent than everybody else.
Oh, you don't need to work on weekends. Why do you work so hard at night? Why do you get up so early and do that? Why do you train so hard? Why are you reading all these books when we're out drinking beer?
When you're obsessed, they're like, why are you gonna be so crazy? Why can't you be satisfied? Why do you always gotta get things so perfect? Why do you spend so much time here? When you're obsessed, people think you're nuts.
Anybody ever tell you, hey, look, just be satisfied with what you got? No, don't believe them. Get them away from you. Because the attempt to get more makes you into something better.
While they go party, you grind. While they go spend their money, you go make it. While they criticize and make fun of you, you work endlessly to shut them up with your results. Don't kill them with kindness. Torture them with success. The best revenge is massive success.